59. Every unbiased observer will readily admit that ever since the dawn of his revelation, this wronged one hath invited all mankind to turn their faces towards the dayspring of glory, and hath forbidden corruption, hatred, oppression, and wickedness. And yet, behold what the hand of the oppressor hath wrought. No pen dare describe his tyranny. Though the purpose of him who is the eternal truth had been to confer everlasting life upon all men and ensure their security and peace, yet witness how they have arisen to shed the blood of his loved ones and have pronounced on him the sentence of death. The instigators of this oppression are those very persons who, though so foolish, are reputed the wisest of the wise. Such is their blindness that with unfeigned severity they have cast into this fortified and afflictive prison him for the servants of whose threshold the world hath been created. The Almighty, however, in spite of them and those that have repudiated the truth of this great announcement, hath transformed this prison house into the most exalted paradise, the heaven of heavens. We did not refuse such material benefits as could relieve us from our afflictions. Every one of our companions, however, will bear us witness that our holy court is sanctified from and far above such material benefits. We have nevertheless accepted, while confined in this prison, those things of which the infidels have striven to deprive us. If a man be found willing to rear in our name an edifice of pure gold or silver, or a house be gemmed with stones of inestimable value, such a wish will no doubt be granted. He verily doeth what he willeth, and ordaineth that which he pleaseth. Leave hath moreover been given to whosoever may desire to raise throughout the length and breadth of this land noble and imposing structures, and dedicate the rich and sacred territories adjoining the Jordan and its vicinity to the worship and service of the one true God, magnified be his glory, that the prophecies recorded by the pen of the Most High in the sacred scriptures may be fulfilled, and that which God, the Lord of all worlds, hath purposed in this most exalted, this most holy, this mighty and wondrous revelation may be made manifest. We have of old uttered these words, "Spread thy skirt, O Jerusalem." Ponder this in your hearts, O people of Baha, and render thanks unto your Lord, the expounder, the most manifest. Were the mysteries that are known to none except God to be unravelled, the whole of mankind would witness the evidences of perfect and consummate justice. With a certitude that none can question, all men would cleave to his commandments and would scrupulously observe them. We verily have decreed in our book a goodly and bountiful reward to whosoever will turn away from wickedness and lead a chaste and godly life. He, in truth, is the great giver, the all-bountiful.